All right, we continue now. A lot to cover. You saw the results of the audit in Arizona. And as soon as they came out and it said it didn't change the outcome of the election, Democrats say, see, we told you so. This, it didn't settle the concerns over 63,000 ballots or more that were suspect, I guess. And the number ranges, depending on who you talk to, as to how many ballots were suspect. With me is Tracy Beans, investigative journalist, editor-in-chief, Uncover DC. Tracy, good to have you.
Good to be here.
Good to have you. So tell me about your take on the Maricopa audit. Obviously, there are a lot of questions here, and then I've got some follow-up things. But what was your takeaway from this weeks and weeks, months and months, and here is the report. What do you believe?
I believe the report, especially, you know, I've been stopping at one line item from Dr. Shiva's analysis of the mail-in ballots that proved that there were 17,126 duplicate ballots counted. That's enough. You're not trying to prove who actually won this election. You're trying to prove whether or not it was conducted with integrity in a way that the American people can, you know, stand behind and feel comfortable that their votes are being counted. And that alone is more than the margin of victory in this election.
So that brings me to a point, you know, people get mad at me for this, but I mean, here's the bottom line. Okay, so that, let's accept that as fact. That it, what that is are 17,126 duplicate ballots, more than the 10,400 votes separating Joe Biden and Donald Trump, according to the final certified vote, if you will. But how do you decertify? The question is, there is no constitutional mechanism to recall the electors that I'm aware of. I don't know what the state of Arizona allows. I don't know how you decertify an election once it's gone. Now, I agree that there should be a mechanism. And I agree that if there's something wrong and like this, if it's clearly not an election with integrity, we should be able to do something about it. But what do we do at this point, whether it's Arizona or anywhere else in America?
So that's what they're working through right now. There's a bunch of senators in Arizona as well as across the country that are working on this very issue because it is an unprecedented thing, Steve. You know, we've never really been here before because we've never done this before. This is the first time this has ever been done. And
people have cheated before. People have definitely cheated before. I mean, I've heard about Huey Long in Louisiana and the Daily Machine. And, you know, we go on. But you're right. We've never done this before where we say, wait a second, flag on the play. I want instant replay. I want to see close-ups of what's happening. We've never done that part before, correct?
We've never done a full forensic audit of any of our elections in America ever. You know,
right.
the first thing that the legacy media started saying was, oh, the counts match. Well, great. This wasn't a recount, people, okay? This wasn't a recount. They've done several of those. The counts match, lovely. If you have $10 and five of them are counterfeit, you're going to count 10 pieces of paper. You can't use five of them. If you tried to, you'd be arrested. That's the difference here, is that they started really looking into the mechanisms. And, you know, we haven't even gotten into any of the other stuff that they found. This is literally one line item that was found in this audit.
But the point that you're making, Tracy, that line item by itself is enough to say stop. We can't certify an election because we have 17,000 votes that were counted twice. Okay, what else did you find that is also concerning?
A number of things, specifically when it comes to the cybersecurity aspect. You know, we've been told for months and months and months that these machines are not on the internet, that they're unable to be on the internet, that nobody can get into them from outside of the network that they were on internally. That's a lie. We've learned that. We've also learned that the day before these computers were delivered to the auditors, there was a Maricopa County staff member running a script on these workstations locally to delete log entries that would have been needed to be able to do the analysis to see what was done on the machines the day of the election. You know, so there's that. They've sent that along to the attorney general. There are 250,000 or so corrupted images of ballots that all happen to come in after November 3rd. And the rest of them seem to be okay, but these have a huge question mark over them, can't be analyzed. You know, they didn't save them. They're supposed to save all this stuff for 22 months. Many of them are overwritten or corrupt. I mean, we can go on and on and on. I've got like almost three or four reports up on Uncover DC alone right now of what was in these reports.
So
it's horrible.
So what do you expect to happen? You've got Mark Brnovich, he is your Attorney General in Arizona, for anybody who doesn't know. He's also running for United States Senate, if I'm not mistaken. So he has, he's put himself out there completely. He's all in on this deal. And he's going to put it in front of the voters of the state of Arizona. And he's going to take on Mark Kelly if he gets the nomination from the Republicans, which I would guess he's in a good position to do that. He's going all in on this. What do you think the people of Arizona think? What are you hearing there? Because obviously, there are people on the left, it wouldn't matter what you showed them. They say, that's not true. It wouldn't matter what you showed them, how definitive it was. They wouldn't care, would they?
No, they wouldn't care. And they wouldn't care if those 17,126 duplicate votes are for Trump, right? I mean, that's the question they really need to answer, because we don't know. So if you were to ask somebody on the left, well, what happens if these were 17,000 more votes for Trump? Would you care then? And they probably would still say no, because Biden won. So what's the difference? That's the mindset. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So there's some kind of arguing back and forth about what mechanism the attorney general should use to go after these folks and what the time frame he has should be. Some people are arguing he should do it within a 30-day window. He's saying, I need a lot more time than that. This is pretty in-depth.
Right.
I'm going to do an actual thorough investigation. And he sent out preservation notices already to the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors.
I saw that. It brings me back, Tracy. Tracy Beans here, investigative journalist, editor-in-chief, Uncovered D.C. It brings me back to, let's say for the sake of argument, this goes forward, and they create a mechanism, if there wasn't one before, for the state Senate, the state House in Arizona, and the governor, however they might work this together, and say, we retract our electors from the state of Arizona. There's still no constitutional mechanism. The election has been counted. The election has been certified. It has gone through the House. It is done. So if you change it at the state level, what do you do at the federal level?
It's an unknown. I mean, I'm not one of those people that is walking around thinking that Donald Trump will somehow be, you know, reappointed as president somehow through all this.
No,
I'm just not. I mean, it doesn't seem like that's a possibility at all.
Yeah.
However, we need to know this stuff and we need to fix it, because if we're going to have midterms in 2 years, we need to have legislation, you know, either enforced for once or made stronger. And, you know, these kind of things can't happen. We haven't even gotten into the paper report, the forensic kinematic artifact portion of things yet. That hasn't even been released. They claimed they used Runbeck paper for all of these ballots. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
They did not use Runbeck paper. So, there's a whole different scenario right there.
One after another of examples of what's wrong with the election in Arizona. And I'd like to say, well, it's just Arizona, but it's not.
No, certainly
it's not. It's certainly not. So, and I'm with you, Tracy. No, there's no constitutional mechanism to remove Joe Biden and put Donald Trump in place. I'm sorry to break the hearts of some people, but there's just no mechanism to do that. The solution is to make damn sure you vote in the midterm elections and the next presidential election. Don't sit it out and say, well, they cheated, I surrender. Don't play that game either. Make sure you vote, but make sure you do everything you can in the middle so that we can trust the votes next time around. I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word real quick.
The last word is get involved. Go be a poll watcher. Don't not vote and not participate. Be one of the people that blows the whistle if you see something crazy going on. Get involved in that way and go to uncoverdc.com.
UncoverDC.com. That's a good way to do it. Roll up your sleeves, get involved. UncoverDC.com. Tracy Beans, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Straight ahead, former Intel House Committee Chair Pete Hoekstra. Don't go anywhere. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty.
Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.